A very good evening to each and every LEAPER trainee. You're welcome to day 4 evening session of Impact Stream 4. I welcome each and everyone to another timeout on this training platform. During the course of this training for day 1, we've been able to speak about self-leadership, which is an important thing that a leader should know. About the place of self-leadership, leading yourself before you can lead others, leading yourself before you can make an impact, also in the place of personal development. Day 2, we spoke about the foundational touch points of impact, which is our visions. Visions being given by God, the point at which God wants to use you to make an impact for His kingdom on earth. And yesterday, we did speak about growing spiritually, identifying with Christ, and by so doing, exhibiting God's image so that we can make kingdom impact on the face of the earth. Today, I would be talking about passion. Passion, in bracket, the service tool for making an impact. Passion, the service tool for making an impact. First of all, literally, I like to define what passion means. Passion is a strong feeling, a strong inbuilt feeling by which so doing you can do certain things. Passion is an inbuilt strong feeling by which so you can do many things. Now, as a leader that is set to make an impact on the face of the earth for the kingdom of God, you must understand that you need to be passionate about what you do, passionate about what God has called you to do. I give a story. Jesus at age 12 came out, and the Bible records that he was already teaching, telling the professors, telling the Pharisees, telling the Sadducees certain things they needed to know. Now, what was his drive? His drive was the fact that he was passionate about what God has called him to do. He was passionate about what God wanted to exhibit on the face of the earth as at that season. Passion is that inbuilt feeling. Passion is that inbuilt aura that a leader takes from to make an impact. Passion is just likened to a well where you dig out the water that you use to make an impact on yourself. Take for instance, we will always need water to bathe, we will always need water to cook, we will always need water to do a whole lot of things. But out of that well, do we fetch out that water to make an impact in our cooking, to make an impact in our body, to make an impact in whatever we want to use water to do? So that's just the way passion is. Passion is that well, that wellspring that a leader digs out from to make an impact on the face of the earth. So my first point I'll be liking to give for us to know as leaders is that passion is a first step to achievement. For you to first of all achieve, for you to first of all bring to realization those visions that God is already placing in your heart, for you to bring them to fulfillment, you have to be passionate about it. A couple of us are so passionate about our friends that when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we want to do is to go on social media to check up on the last message we did receive, to check up on who is online. That's because we are passionate to relate with somebody. So the first step to achieving, the first step to making an impact for the kingdom of God on the face of the earth, the first step to ensuring that God's will is being propagated in any sphere of influence that you might find yourself, is that you have to first of all be passionate about it. If God is going to give you a vision and you are not passionate about it, you might end up not doing anything. I'll give an example again of Moses. Moses had been called to be a deliverer for the children of Israel. At age 40, the Bible records Moses left the palace, saw the children of Israel being maltreated. Out of a passionate act to deliver, he killed one of the Egyptians. And that was out of a passionate act. Now, after 40 good years that God took him away to be trained, the Bible says at age 80, God decided to appear to him again. Now, when God appeared to him again and told him what he wanted him to do, the Bible records that Moses was ready to move. That's because he had always had the passionate heart to make an impact. So passion is the first step to achievement. Passion will increase your willpower to agree with the Holy Spirit to move for God. Passion is a fueler to increasing your willpower, aligning with that of the Holy Spirit to be able to make an impact on the face of the earth. The Holy Spirit will always fuel you with strength. But you also need to agree. The Bible says in Amos 3 verse 3, it says, "Can two walk together except for they agree?" Now, the Holy Spirit can't be telling me what to do. The Holy Spirit can be ministering to me about certain things that God desires of me to do on the face of the earth. But if I don't agree with this, if I am not passionate about it, I possibly might not do anything. Most times we find ourselves in points where we ask, why is this certain leader doing more than this other leader? Why is it that this certain leader is always more available than the other leader? Why is it that this certain leader do more better than the other one? Check it out. The thing that is different between both of them is how passionate are you with the responsibility in your hand. My next point, passion changes a person. Passion will change you in and out. Passion will bring out the best of you. Passion will make you a better person of yourself. Most times, I get people always ask me, why do you love to take out your time to retreat to God? Why do you love to take out your time to impact knowledge into people? And I tell them, well, it's just passion. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about what God has called me to do. So passion has changed me in and out. And that's why I'm a living testimony to a whole lot of things that God is doing through me. So passion changes a person. Now, passion also makes the impossible possible. Passion makes the impossible possible. What you're passionate about, you're going to look for every way to make it possible. You're going to look for every way to draft out solutions to problems. So passion is making the impossible possible. Another thing we need to note is that passion can help a person to develop his level of leadership. Now, we must understand as leaders that leadership is not gotten in a day. Leadership is grown. Leadership builds. Leadership increases. Now, by so doing, if you are not passionate about leadership, you might end up not developing on leadership. Now, if, take for instance, God has given me the grace to be able to disseminate on 4 or 5 set of people, I'm their leader. Now, it's going to get to a time where my capacity is going to need to increase. Now, if I don't have the capacity for 20 people, I might end up not being able to lead 20 people. That's because I don't have the capacity for it. But if I'm passionate about what I do with the 5, with the 4, before I know what's going on, I will build the capacity to be able to lead 20. That's why the scripture says, faithfulness in little is the answer to giving of the more. For you to get more from God, you have to be passionate about the little that God has given to you. So passion helps us to develop our leadership. Now, the question every leader should ask themselves is, what are you passionate about? Are you passionate to make a positive impact on the face of the earth? Are you passionate to make Nigeria a better place? Are you passionate to ensure that the gospel of God is preached? Are you passionate to ensure that you work for God diligently and faithfully? Are you passionate to see men grow? Are you passionate to see men come to the realization of what God has called them to be? Are you passionate about making new disciples? What are you passionate about? Jesus was so passionate, and that's why he could be able to make an impact on the face of the earth. Passionate to bring about salvation, passionate to teach the people, passionate enough to ensure that those that were sick, those that were dying, were all healed and were all come alive. Jesus was passionate enough to know that very soon he didn't have enough time on the face of the earth. He had 3.5 years to live. He was passionate to know that if he leaves, what will become of the people? So he trained the 12 disciples so that they could lead after him. What are you passionate about? in your business. What are you passionate about? Are you really passionate to ensure that corruption is actually wiped away? Are you passionate to ensure that your business is a touch point by which people can be blessed? Are you passionate about that foundation that God is laying in your heart to build, or that foundation God is laying in your heart to start? Are you passionate to make this foundation of sacrificial service value to the people? What are you passionate about? Certain leaders we had in the scriptures, like the leaders like David, like leaders like Moses, they were all forces to reckon with because they were passionate about the people. They cared about the people. They were ready to give their all for the betterment of the people. They were ready to ensure that God was instituted upon the hearts of the people. And by so doing, they were able to make massive impacts on the face of the earth. Passion is one key service tool for making an impact. Now, passion will make leadership effective. Passion will definitely make leadership an effective one for each and every growing and emerging leader. Now, since we've been able to say these few things about passion and how passion is important in the place of serving, in the place of leading, we must understand, how can I gain passion? How can I have passion rooted in my heart? I'll give an example. Each and every leader must understand that the standpoint of which you are reaching out to the people is the state of being passionate about them. When Jesus saw the people, they were all coming. The Bible says, and Jesus saw them as sheep without a shepherd, and he had compassion on them. It was from that standpoint of compassion he was able to teach. It was on that standpoint of compassion he was able to heal the sick. It was out of that standpoint of compassion he was able to tell them the truth. Leaders will always need to be passionate about what they do. They will always need to be passionate about the people. So how can I gain passion? Number one, you have to stay with God. You have to stay with God. God is the one that quickens. God is the one that brings to life that passion in your heart. God is the one that brings that burden and makes it passionate for you to be able to carry out. You have to stay with God. You have to be deliberate to stay with God. Staying with God is an open door to fueling your passion, is an open door to gaining passion. For every leader in the scriptures, for every leader that we know that are seeking to make an impact or that are already making impacts on the face of the earth, one secret they all had was that they stayed with God. They stayed with God. Out of staying with God, does God rekindle the fire of passion in your heart? So staying with God is one. Number two is realizing your purpose and mission. What am I passionate about? What purpose? To what purpose am I passionate about? To what mission has God sent me to do? To what mission does God require of me? What does God, or what is God training me to become for a mission he has ahead? It will help to gain our passion. You cannot just be passionate about the wind, because the wind could look like as if it doesn't have a focus. But once you have a purpose, you can be passionate about it. At the Leadership Impact Program Africa, we are passionate to see leaders that will be in different spheres leading according to the way God will want them to lead. And that's our vision. That's our mission. And because of this passion, we do everything possible to train men. We do everything possible to build them. We do everything possible to give them the truth. We do everything possible to stay with God so that we can have the patterns that God needs for the people to know. So realizing your purpose can help to gain passion. And also, another thing that could help in gaining passion is discovering the inherent ability that God has deposited inside of you. What gift, what talent has God put inside of you will help you to gain passion. Because for everything that God has put inside of you is needed. God has put inside of you because he wants to use it to reach out to somebody else. The Bible did say that for every spiritual gift that we are given is so that we can edify each other together. So once you have discovered what God has placed inside of you, it's easy for you to be passionate about it, and thereby you are gaining passion to use what God has deposited inside of you. Now, since we know how to gain passion, we should also know how to increase the passion. Now, how can you increase the passion? Number one, stay with God. Number two, decide and determine in your heart to maintain the fire in your heart. To maintain the fire in your heart. You also have a role to play. Also, always be in constant relationship with your first love. Always be in constant relationship with your first love. What do I mean by constant relationship with your first love? It means always be attached to what drives you, what drove you. What's that passion that has been driving you? What's that service value that has been driving you? What's the drive of your business? What's the drive of your ministry? Always be in touch with it. It rekindles the fire for you. And lastly, surround yourself with those that are passionate. Surround yourself with those that are passionate. We must understand that Jesus' passion to save mankind was his continuous drive, was what kept making him passionate. I'm sure sometimes he would wake up in the morning with all the challenges, with all the persecutions that were coming. He could have wanted to give up. Don't forget, Jesus was also in the flesh. But we all saw Jesus always kept being passionate about what God has called him to do. Now, his passion for mankind was his constant drive. Passion is the key to persistence. When you are passionate about something, you will persist. You keep going. You keep forging ahead. You keep moving forward before you achieve what you want to achieve. And the key to passion is having a purpose. Having a purpose. What has God called you to do? What has God destined for you? What has God arranged for you? What has God said to you? What is God requiring of you? Be passionate about it. Certain things we must understand now is that God has called us to the ministry of reconciliation according to 1 Corinthians. And we must understand that because God has called us to that ministry of reconciliation, we should be passionate about reaching out to others about Christ. God has called us to the place of ensuring that his vineyard is kicking. His business on earth, which is the church, is being built. That lives are coming to the realization of the light. Now, these are certain things. These are certain general purposes that God has given to us. God also wishes and hopes that we come to the realization of his image. These are general purposes that God has realized and has arranged for us. How passionate about you? How passionate are you about those things? Passion is an important tool in the place of leadership. Are you passionate to serve the people? Are you passionate to ensure that Jesus is enthroned on the face of the earth? In whatever sphere you might find yourself, passion is a service tool for leadership. So I would like you to listen to each and every point that has been said, and whatever questions, you could drop them immediately after you have recorded, or immediately after you have listened to the recording of this podcast. Thank you very much. God bless you.